This is TWiT.
Well, so we had another announcement, or whatever you want to call it, from Huawei. Would-be Mobile World Congress. I'm sure there was probably planned to be a big event at Mobile World Congress, and instead I think maybe they streamed it or whatever. But Huawei might be one of the companies that still held their event, if I remember hearing correctly. I didn't see it in this article. But the Huawei Mate XS, which is the next version of the Mate X. The Mate X, of course, was their foldable phone that they showed off last year at this event that ultimately ended up only releasing in China, if I'm not mistaken. You know, all the foldables
will never get here.
Yeah, never made it here. All the foldables, you know, from last year kind of had issues with that, and this was one of them. And so the Mate XS is expected to have a wider release. They didn't announce the price.
Get it? A wider release? That's a wider foldable.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Yeah, totally did not mean that one. I'm guessing.
The XS refers to the model name and the pricing, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, sure, the pricing is probably going to be in the $2,500 range. That's what the Mate X was priced at, if I'm not mistaken. So pretty pricey, likely, though they did not name a price, so that's important to know. The Kirin 990 5G processor, upgraded camera system, tweaked Falcon Wing hinge. Love how creative they're getting with the hinge names. And they say less crease in the folding area due to a new display coating, 4,500 milliamp hour battery. So This is the foldable design where the display stays on the outside, and
which is nice.
Is it nice?
Yeah. So I saw the X at MWC last year, and if I'm going to have a phone that turns into a tablet, this is how I would
like it to be done. Okay.
Because one, I think that there could be in years ways that it both sides could be activated for use in different situations. It also means when you pull out your phone and it's closed, you have a full phone. You don't have some dinky little half display that you might do half the things.
Yep.
You have a phone. And so this is the device that I could picture myself carrying as a work phone, and then I flip out at meetings to bring up agendas and take notes and so forth, and then fold back around again. It's a beautiful piece of hardware. Huawei make great hardware. Anyone who hasn't held one of their premium devices just doesn't understand how good a manufacturer they are.
Yeah. I got some hands-on time with it during the Ant and Leo's excellent CES adventure this year. And it was a nice phone. And even down to, like you said, with the way they had the display going around it and you pick it up, everything just sort of felt natural. And even down to functionality with the camera and the viewfinder here and the viewfinder on the other side.
Yeah.
It felt great. And the fold wasn't an issue. You know, it just felt natural. And it was sad. I'm thinking, I'll never see this phone again after leaving here.
Maybe you'll get the XS.
I mean, it's interesting because they took such a, like, when we thought about foldables, we really defined what our perceptions were going to be with the inward foldable and that sort of thing. And the first time seeing this, I was like, oh, wow, they totally thought about this in a different way.
Right.
And it's really curious to hear how natural it feels. And I wonder, you know, side by side with a, you know, Motorola Flip or the Galaxy Z or, you know, any of the other flips, whether those feel unnatural, right? I'm you know, I'd be curious, you know, kind of to have like a side by side test drive.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. I'd love to just have one foldable to put my hands on and use at all. Yes, because it seems like every foldable that comes out, I still have not used any of them, and I want to play around with it. The one thing that worries me about this outside foldable perspective, like Duncan, I get where you're coming from. It's nice to have it just be a phone the second you pull it out. But the display technology, like one thing we've seen with all of these foldables is that, you know, whether they're using an ultra thin layer of glass like they did with the Z Flip, or they're using the plastic kind of approach with these other ones, they're just not very good at handling any sort of like pressure or anything. So, you know, they scratch easily. Like if it's a phone, I'm going to put it in my pocket, but let's be real, every once in a while I put something else in my pocket accidentally, and is that just going to totally wreck this phone the one time I accidentally do that?
I mean, I my phone is in and out of my pocket on a daily basis, and I worry about scratches to the front of the phone, and it just I would share the same kind of the durability concern.
Yeah.
I think it's no more or less than it is on another device. There's just twice as much screen to get those scratches.
Fair. That's fair.
Fair enough. Now, this
I think you're about to lead into it.
Well, yeah. So the MatePad 5G is the other announcement that Huawei had. And this is a 10.8-inch high-end Android tablet.
Ooh.
Kirin 990 5G processor, hole-punch display with 90% screen-to-body ratio, an M-Pen stylus. There's a keyboard attachment option. So if you want an Android tablet that's on the higher end, I guess this would be the option. I don't think I saw a price for it, so I don't know how much it costs. But
I personally would be fine with something like this because I'm stuck in the Android ecosystem, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And I have an iPad, and I only use that daggum thing to fire up Photoshop for Lightroom. Photoshop for iPad. That's the only time I really use it.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I would have just use a regular Android tablet to do other things, whether it's consuming media or just going into Lightroom inside of Android or whatever. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Ant. Where are you going to get Lightroom from?
Yeah, that's
all of
a problem.
These devices are sans Google Play.
That's true.
I have a big bone to pick with you Americans because I'm sure every one of you made this decision unilaterally.
Yes, we are fully responsible, each and every one of us on this panel.
Let me back up. I don't want Mr. Duncan to swing at me on that. Hold on.
He'll be swinging with a fistful of ham on, so you'll be okay.
I'm fine with that. Swing at me all you want with that ham on.
We'll avoid the politics of the situation, but obviously we can't discuss Huawei without talking about them being on the entity list, them not being able to get device certification. And as a result, you've got no Google Play services, no App Store. Huawei has done an unbelievable job in creating their own ecosystem out of thin air in a short space of time. And it's commendable work to have done that so quickly, but it is not going to replace the Google Play Store and the thousands of apps and the subscriptions and your Lightroom, which would run on this tablet like nothing else. And unless you sideload against Google's current instructions, albeit maybe politically motivated, you're just running that risk. And that is a real shame because, like I said, Huawei makes some of the best hardware on the planet.
Totally.
Software.
Yeah. They're working on their software. They don't have much choice.
No.
So, yeah, the U.S. has not left them much choice but to work on their software. But, yeah, and Google had mentioned they published that support article on Friday saying, hey, by the way, don't install our apps and services on these devices via sideload.
Because, that's something a community listens to. Don't do that. I don't want you to sideload that. Come on.
If you do that, you run the risk of installing an altered application. Fear.
I don't care if it is Fortnite.
I think one of the differences, and I haven't been able to get clarity on this, I don't know if Google Play Protect works as well when you sideload on the services. It should, as I understand, but I've never been able to get a clear answer on that. And so without Google Play Protect running and constantly checking every app, regardless of where it came from, that might be part of the motivation.
Yeah, could be.